This is VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman, and here are some of the headlines from around the world today. A U.S. fighter jet shoots down an unidentified object drifting high over the U.S. state of Alaska. That's what the White House is saying, just 6 days after the downing of an alleged Chinese spy balloon sparked a fresh diplomatic rift with Beijing. Ukraine says Russia has launched a massive new wave of missiles and drones, as President Volodymyr Zelensky calls the fresh barrage a challenge to NATO. Meantime, President Zelensky has called for a boycott of the 2024 Paris Olympics if Russian athletes are allowed to compete, saying their presence would be a manifestation of violence. U.S. President Joe Biden and his Brazilian counterpart Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva said at the White House that the two biggest countries in the Americas, theirs, have successfully seen off attacks on their democracies, and they will now work together on fighting the climate crisis. And more on U.S. President Joe Biden's planned visit to Poland for the one-year anniversary of Russia's launching of the war in Ukraine. The White House says President Biden will travel to Poland later this month. The AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says the president will meet with Poland's president about bilateral cooperation,
as well as our collective efforts to support Ukraine and bolster NATO's deterrence.
The president is trying to rally allies as the one-year anniversary of the Ukraine war approaches. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says the visit is meant to give Ukraine a boost, too.
We know the next weeks and months are going to be difficult and critical, especially for their armed forces, and the United States is going to continue to stand by them.
Russia is believed to be planning a renewed offensive in conjunction with the anniversary. Ed Donahue, Washington.
This is VOA News. France is bracing itself for a fourth round of nationwide protests against President Emmanuel Macron's plans to reform pensions Saturday, but strikes will not hit transport services this time, allowing trains and the Paris Metro to run. VOA's Tommy McNeil has more.
Protesters are expected in the hundreds of thousands. Earlier this week, French lawmakers began a rowdy debate on the pension bill to raise the minimum retirement age from 62 to 64. It's the flagship legislation of Macron's second term. The last day of protests, 4 days ago, saw over 750,000 people marching in cities across France, according to the Interior Ministry. However, that represented significantly fewer than on the previous two protest days in January, in which over a million people took to the streets. Tuesday's strike disruptions were also milder than those of January 31st. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
International aid trickles into Turkey and Syria as rescuers struggle to pull people from rubble, and remarkable tales of survival emerge after a massive earthquake that killed over 24,000 people struck Monday. Rescuers rejoice as more earthquake survivors are found. The commander of the National Rescue Unit of Israel, Golan Vak.
We pulled out a man named Hussein. He was 65 years old. And he told us that he heard voices. And we penetrated the additional room and we didn't find anyone. But we decided to return to this building again. Maybe he was right. So it was not so close, but we found two women here.
A source has told AP that former U.S. President Donald Trump's legal team has turned over more items marked classified to federal investigators. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
A person familiar with the situation who spoke on condition of anonymity to discuss an ongoing investigation tells the AP Trump's lawyers have in recent months turned over additional documents with classified markings, as well as a laptop belonging to a Trump aide. The legal team also provided an empty folder with classified markings, unclear what material was supposed to have been in that folder. A Justice Department special counsel has been investigating Trump's retention of hundreds of documents marked classified at his Florida estate and whether he or anyone else sought to obstruct the probe. A federal grand jury has been hearing evidence. Ben Thomas, Washington.
And I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.